The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Always fun on a Monday to catch up with Josh Pick of Aptus Wealth Management. They manage your wealth. They help grow your wealth. Retirement, it's out there hopefully for all of us, and you want to get there and not have any worries, any concerns. So managing your money, growing your money, that's what they specialize in at Aptus Wealth Management. They're located in Lewis Center. You can call them, 614-917-1040, 614-917-1040, or make your appointment online at aptuswealth.com. So let's bring in Josh Pick, and let's talk a little bit about wealth and wealth management. And Josh, the big headline today, there's an NBC News poll over the weekend that says only 16% of the country thinks that the economy is on the right track, that Joe Biden is on the right track with it. If you were an economic advisor, that's a number obviously they'd like to turn around. Well, what would you recommend that he do to get better polling on the economy and its future and where it's headed?
I think that's an incredibly difficult question. And, you know, if you look at the polarity of the country, you have the White House and all the press coming out of the White House and all the press coming out of, you know, quite frankly, the liberal side of the media house, which has the president's back saying everything's great. We're creating new jobs. Everything's perfect. And then you have all of these polls that you just referenced saying, well, that doesn't seem to be the case, that the vast majority of Americans believe that the economy is not on the rack. Now, what to do? Unfortunately, I think a lot of what he needs to do is in response of kind of futile response of what's already been done. I think what we're dealing with here is not necessarily what he's doing today, but what's been done in the way of printing money, keeping interest rates artificially low, perhaps for too long as a result of the COVID pandemic, and now we're seeing the fallout of that in the way of prices, inflation, et cetera. So now, what are we trying to do? Well, the Fed's trying to catch up, raise interest rates to ward off inflation. The president is saying, well, we need to do even more spending. We need to tax the rich even more, which I understand the ideology behind, you know, bottom-up economics versus trickle-down. But at the same time, I think when you have an economy that is lagging in its growth sector, what do we need? We need more jobs. We need higher-paying jobs. You're not going to get those by taxing the people that are, in fact, creating those.
Yeah, very true. That's what I say all the time. People who have wealth create wealth for others. Josh Pick, our guest. Aptus Wealth Management is his firm. They're located in Lewis Center. Get a hold of them, 614-917-1040, for a free, no-obligation consultation. And you can also reach out to them on the web at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. So in that vein, Josh, about the Fed, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell went on NPR on Thursday, and he said that they are somewhat limited in their ability to get inflation under control. He said the question of whether we can execute a soft landing or not, it may actually depend on factors that we don't control. Have any idea what he's talking about there? Because they can certainly change interest rates, and that's always, we thought, triggered a predictable response. But what might he be saying is out of their control?
Yeah, you're exactly right that the Fed raises interest rates to try and thwart off inflation, but at the same time, they can only raise them so much and so fast, or they can have a catastrophic effect on the economy and, you know, companies' ability to borrow, and the list goes on and on. The factors that he's talking about are whether or not the economy can continue to grow. In other words, if we're raising interest rates, the economy has to grow in kind to some capacity to be able to kind of match those raises of interest rates so that people can essentially afford the short-term run of inflation, meaning you don't just raise interest rates and inflation goes away tomorrow morning. It takes time.
Sure.
And you have to be able to weather that storm. And if people aren't acquiring, it kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, if people are acquiring, you know, higher-paying jobs, they're not able to keep up with the inflation in the short run, or the economy even beyond that lags, which we just saw GDP reports are heading in the wrong direction, the Fed only has so much control. They can't control how you necessarily feel at home and your ability to afford groceries. They can just try and slow down and hopefully over time eliminate the problem.
Josh Pick is our guest. We do Money Monday every Monday, 12:30. Catch it here on 98.9 The Answer, 94.5 The Answer in Dayton. And Aptus Wealth Management is located in Lewis Center, just a little bit north of 23 and 270 in Columbus. You can get a hold of Josh at 614-917-1040 for your free consultation, or reach out on the web at Aptus, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Yeah, we're seeing, I think, the effect of, you know, either inflation or the raising of interest rates or whatever, because we are at a 16.1% decline in the market since this 7 straight weeks of market decline started. That's the longest stretch since July of 2001, longest losing stretch. And I guess a bear market is defined as a 20% drop. This market, you know, adjustment to everything that's going on, inflation, interest rates, and the efforts to get it under control. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree, and I think we're, you know, we're tap dancing on a minefield or whatever metaphor you want to use. We're close to that danger zone. Now, does that mean there's not a bull market somewhere and there's not a way to manage your money accordingly? Of course not. But at the same time, systemically, we're in a pretty difficult spot. And, you know, I would akin it to if you went on a crazy spending spree and you racked up a bunch of money on your credit card, and then at some point you went, wow, I better get this back in check. You're not just going to reach into an empty bank account and figure out a way to pay off a $20,000 debt on your credit card. It's going to take time, and that's going to be a little bit of a painful process, and you're going to have to live a little bit worse than you were before because you're paying back these debts. You're seeing the exact same thing happen in the economy. And unfortunately, you reach a certain point where you can't just borrow your way out of it. You can't print your money. You can't print money to get your way out of it because you need to stop the problem. And that's the growing pains that we're feeling right now.
Josh Pick is our guest, Aptus Wealth Management. They're there for you to help grow your wealth. You're working hard. You're making money. You want to save some money. You want to have a plan. They're purposeful in their plan, and they do a great job. They do great work. Check them out on the web, Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. The consultation is free. You'll get a lot smarter, and you will not be caught by surprise when you get to retirement. You can also find them at 614-917-1040. So, we've talked before in the past about all the gains in the market basically came from some very big companies, and Amazon was one of those, and Jeff Bezos is the guy who owns Amazon. And he took kind of a surprising public criticism of Joe Biden this week, saying that Joe Manchin had saved them from themselves by not voting for the Build Back Better plan, which would have allowed the feds to spend more money. Generally, Josh, as you're investing on behalf of other people and you're looking for companies, do you get nervous about companies whose CEO comes out and takes a public stance? Because it seems to me like in our political environment now, no matter what stance you take, you're going to alienate half the people out there, which could, of course, impact your business.
Well, we can also say that it's a risky proposition from a CEO perspective, particularly in other countries. I mean, think of what happened with some CEOs in China or in Russia. Hasn't quite gotten to that point and hopefully never will in the United States, but I think there's no question that, you know, turning the light of the federal government and all of its powers on you and going in direct opposition of that is a risky proposition. So I would say as an investor, I would prefer that people stay on the sidelines and don't turn that spotlight on themselves and just continue to do business. As an American, I think challenging government is a great thing. So I'm a little conflicted on that, but at the same time, I think if anybody's going to do it, the person who's arguably one of the most insulated folks to be able to do it is Jeff Bezos. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't know that there's going to be a significant change as a result of the words that he said, but I think he's echoing the sentiments of a lot of business owners and a lot of people who are in the Fortune 500 saying, you know, we got a lot of problems and you need to let us create jobs to try and help fix the problem. Don't hamstring us by saying, well, not only are we going to, you know, start taxing you more, but we're going to regulate you more. That is not good for the expansion of the country. And, you know, we've been talking a lot today, Bruce, about all of the negative things politically or all of the negative things that are going on in the economy. Let's talk for a second about, you know, hardworking Americans who are doing the right things, saving the way they should, preparing for a better future, taking care of their families, living well within their means. What are they left to do in an economy like this? And the answer is, there is always opportunities in the economy to make money and help your situation by getting your money to work for you and grow. And it's our job at Aptus Wealth to figure out what those pockets are. It's our job to help thwart off inflation as best our ability without jeopardizing your house. In other words, we want to make sure that your goals are not crushed as a result of what the people in Washington are doing. And there are opportunities out there. You just need to know where to look and how to allocate.
Well, that is what they specialize in at Aptus Wealth Management. And we talk with Josh every Monday to give you an insight into how much they could help you and help you understand Financial Markets. Always a pleasure, Josh. 614-917-1040 if you'd like to set up that free consultation or do it on the web at Aptus Wealth, APTUS, aptuswealth.com. Have a great week, Josh. Talk to you again soon.
You as well. Thanks, Bruce.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.